Hello, and thanks for tuning in. For Municipal World, I'm Scott Fokey. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share the stories of communities from coast to coast to coast. These are the stories of local government, the celebrations of success, the sharing of lessons learned, the cautionary tales, and the keen insights into what lies ahead for municipalities. Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of MW Shares. Today, we're going to do something completely different. Instead of our usual expert guest, we're going to use this time to describe something we're very excited about, the launch of Canada's Best Municipal Flag Contest. I'm very pleased that the Municipal World editorial team has joined me to help bring this to life. While flags are part of daily life, most people don't give them a lot of thought. However, the flag can acquire a near sacred civic importance in the absence of other public binding icons. The Canadian flag is well respected and well recognized icon despite being only around for less than 60 years. Most people can also pick out the provincial flag, but there's far less familiarity with municipal flags. The Municipal World team wants to change that. We love flags and we want to spread the love for municipal flags. And that's why we've started the Canada's Best Municipal Flag Contest. So I'm going to start to introduce members of my team and tell you a little bit more about the contest. Welcome, Ibrahim. Can you tell us what you do here at Municipal World?
I am a staff writer and copy editor here at Municipal World, and I also work as a producer on our podcasts, Municipal World Shares and Presents.
Yeah, it's great to have the person behind the mic on the other side of the mic this time. So welcome, Ibrahim. Can you tell us, the listeners, how this contest works?
So our team has selected 64 municipal flags from across the country, and attempts were made to represent each province and territory equitably. Our team used the good design principles from the North American Vexillological Association as guidance and aired for originality when compiling this initial list. Each week, you can vote for your favorite teams via an online poll distributed in the Insider. And this is a single elimination bracket style competition that pits two entrants against each other. So the winner advances to the next round while the loser is dropped from the competition.
Excellent. Thanks, Ibrahim. Welcome, Sam. Can you tell us what you do here at Municipal World?
I am the creative content designer for Municipal World.
And Sam, can you tell us what the winner of this contest will receive?
The winner receives the glory of being recognized for having the best civic symbol in the nation. And the winning municipality will also have their flag on the cover of Municipal World's November issue and will receive an award from Municipal World.
Great. Thanks so much, Sam. Now I'm going to welcome Sean. Sean, can you tell us what you do here at Municipal World?
I certainly can. I am the senior content editor here at Municipal World, which means I write original content, I help edit submitted content to the magazine and our online platforms, and I'm also the host of the MW Presents podcast.
Sean, do you have any advice to help people choose between the competing flags they're going to see?
Well, the North American Vexillological Association has five principles. One, the flag should be simple. Two, the images, colors, and patterns should relate to what the flag symbolizes. Three, the number of colors should be limited. Four, stay away from seals and lots of words. And five, be distinctive. We have more details and some links on our website. But really, design preferences are a personal choice, and people are free to, of course, vote however they like.
Wonderful. Thanks, Sean. So last but not least, welcome Cass. Cass, can you tell us what you do here at Municipal World?
Sure. I'm the associate editor with Municipal World. My main concern is around ensuring that there is a continuous stream of content available for our members.
Great. Thanks, Cass. And how can people follow along with this contest?
As mentioned, we will include a poll in the Insider, our e-newsletter that goes out every Wednesday morning. And after you've cast your votes, SurveyMonkey has a function that will let you see how your votes line up with everyone else who has voted so far. The winner of each round will be determined by midday Monday, and the winners will be announced in the following Insider along with the next poll. The bracket on the website will also be updated after each round, and the contest will run from March to July.
Marvelous. Thanks, Cass. And thanks to all of you for listening. Once again, you can learn more about Canada's Best Municipal Flag Contest by visiting our website at www.municipalworld.com/flag contest. And you can vote by clicking on the link in our weekly Insider newsletter. On behalf of Municipal World, I wish you good luck if you're one of the entrants, and I wish everyone listening peace and purpose. We'd like to hear your ideas. If you have a topic that you would like to see covered in a future episode, simply drop us an email at stories@municipalworld.com. Also, don't forget to share and subscribe.